The glory of the Lord is the name of this series, and the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. Amen. God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So beautiful, so glorious and wonderful, and so many superlatives, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, patient, slow to anger, abounding in goodness and truth, and so much more. And the glory of the Lord includes heaven, because of course heaven, that's God's home. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. That's His home, and His home is filled with His presence, His glory. Now, there's also a hell. In the previous message, I touched on heaven and hell. In this message, I want to answer one of the most difficult questions as quickly as I possibly can. But the focus of this message is the glory of the Lord and how glorious our great and awesome God is. Even when I talk about hell, I want to start and end and with the glory, with Jesus Christ and the glory of God Almighty. And not be balanced about it. But I do want to share with you the answer, this question that people have. People say, how could there be a hell? How could God allow anyone to go there? You know, you say that hell is this fire where people go there forever and they burn in fire. It's awful to think about. It is. I admit it. They go and they burn forever in fire. Okay, and they're tormented in the flames and the worms and the maggots and it's awful, eternal death. And they can never get out. Okay, here's the answer that we know from the Bible, the limited. God Almighty wants, His glory is over the earth. His glory fills the earth and heaven. But in eternity past, God, in all the incredible angels, the divisions of angels that He created, we don't know how many angels there are. There's billions, likely billions of angels, and they're glorious. One of them rebelled, Lucifer. Okay, He was the only angel with two offices. He was perfect, and he had two offices. He was an archangel and a cherub. And just remember, these angels, the five divisions of angels are staggering and mind-blowing and just... But those are just the angels. We've got the Holy Spirit. He's God Almighty. He's the one that we all need. He will transform us and change our life radically and totally so that we can walk with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is the glorious one. You know, I'm talking about angels, but let's always remember, don't seek angels or anything. Let's seek Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Okay. God created these angels. Lucifer rebelled. He was the highest angel, okay? And he rebelled, and he has been trying to disrupt God's plan all throughout history. I'm going to give some more messages about this in the future, and I've done in the past, but he's trying to... Okay, and so God... One of the reasons... This is a revelation that I heard recently. One of the reasons God created mankind... there's probably way beyond us. That's a massive question, way beyond us, why God would do this. You know, His love, He's sharing His love with His creation. He wants to fellowship with His creation forever. He wants them to live in His home. Amen. But another reason God created mankind was to destroy the enemy forever. Okay, and God had to create a place for the enemy to go. And so He did not create hell. It says It's the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It's I don't want to get too deep into this, but basically God did not create hell. He just withdrew himself from that place, hell, which is in the center of the earth. He withdrew himself, and so there's none of the good things that God creates, such as love and mercy and hope and the things in the natural, like food and water and light and air, and none of those things are in hell. It was created for the enemy and his angels, not for mankind, but the enemy deceives men and women into going to hell. Okay, so, but God has a great plan. Jesus the Christ, the great, the good shepherd, the Savior, the Lord and Savior, offers eternal life to every person. Every person on the earth gets to make that choice between God and self, between God and some other God. The only true God is the one in heaven, and he fills the earth. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Receive Jesus today as your Lord and Savior. Amen.